to Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSC. This is Lori Joint with the Manufacturer and Business Association. We want to wish everyone out there a very happy new year. Well, every January, many people reflect on changes for the coming year. And for some, that might mean retirement, and that means Medicare. Many of our member companies have expressed how challenging it can be to understand Medicare. That is why we partner with MPC Insurance Group. Today, we'll be updating our listeners on how employees turning 65 and older can enroll in Medicare, even if they're still working, and how we are assisting our members and their employees with exploring this option. It is my pleasure to welcome Mike Fiaschetti, president of MPC Insurance Group, to today's program to help us to understand how this works, how it benefits both the employee and the employer, and what's involved. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Please tell us a little bit about yourself, your experience with Medicare, and your role as our partner when assisting our members and their employees with Medicare.
Lori, thank you so much for having me. And likewise, I want to wish everyone a sincere Happy New Year, all of the listeners and all of the MBA members. Lori, I have over 37 years experience in health insurance. And before we started MPC Insurance Group, founded and was president and CEO of a Medicare Advantage plan called Vibra Health Plan. Vibra is now owned by Capital Blue Cross. They acquired the plan. Prior to that, I had executive leadership positions at Highmark and at Health America. And in both of those positions was involved with the Medicare program. So I have a unique perspective on Medicare from that background, having built a Medicare plan and understanding how the plans operate and the types of benefits that they offer to individuals and to employees. Just by way of background, I am a CPA. I have an MBA from Penn State University, so have the business background as well.
Great, thank you, Mike. And tell us a little bit about your role being our partner here and how you're assisting our members and their employees with Medicare.
Yeah, Lori, first of all, I want to compliment you and your team for recognizing the need and the value of these services that you provide to MBA member companies. Oftentimes, HR people are so overwhelmed with what they have to do, whether it's recruiting staff or retaining staff or their employer group benefits, they really don't have the time or the inclination to help people turning 65 with Medicare. So we partnered with the MBA to develop a program to help educate employees about Medicare when they turn 65, whether they're still working or whether they're retiring. And what we've been able to do with a number of MBA member companies is assist individuals with their Medicare through education. Education is the foundation of the program. So we educate, and then we assist individuals with getting the right Medicare programs. Medicare is complex and confusing. So this program, which is no cost, by the way, to MBA member companies, this program helps remove that confusion and helps people get the right coverage when they turn 65, whether they're still working or if they're retiring. And we found that in a number of companies, individuals were able to get better coverage and the employer was able to save money by that individual going on to Medicare. So it was a win-win. So that's how we partner. We provide the education and the evaluation and enrollment support for individuals that are turning 65 in MBA member companies.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Mike. I can tell you firsthand, we have many, many grateful members out there for all the things that you just mentioned. And I know it's been very, very helpful for them. But I want to break down some of the things that you just mentioned and talked about. So we'll highlight a couple of the different areas. So has Medicare always been available for employees who are turning 65 and older, even if they're still working? People seem to have some confusion on that sometimes. They think that while we're still working, we can't get Medicare.
Yeah, that's a good question, Lori. And the answer is yes, it has always been available. A lot of folks are not aware of that, whether they're individuals or even HR leaders who simply don't have time to stay up on all these rules. When you turn 65, you are eligible for Medicare, whether you go on Social Security or not, or whether you're still working or not. So you are eligible to enroll in Medicare. Now, you do not have to enroll in Medicare when you're 65 if you have employer group coverage, but oftentimes it's advantageous to do so to potentially get better benefits at a lower price. So the answer to that question is yes, it has always been available and it will continue to be available to people turning 65.
Well, why do you think some employers or employees aren't aware of, or maybe perhaps the better question is, why aren't they considering that as an option? It sounds like it could be a win-win for both the employer and the employee.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of awareness and knowing the rules and the regulations, which, by the way, as I said before, are complex and confusing. And that's what we bring to the table through this partnership. We understand these rules inside and out. We understand what an employer can and can't do. So I think the lack of awareness and education is the culprit. And that, again, is the foundation of the program. As you know, Lori, we come in and we educate. We'll educate the HR leaders, and then we educate the employees who are approaching 65 or who are already 65. So that education is so critical, and that's the foundation of the program.
Great. Well, as you know, at the MBA, we strive to assist our members with making good business decisions, and we feel that our partnership with MBC Insurance Group can help with that. Could you just walk us through briefly how we go about that education or assisting with their plan evaluation and the enrollment processing, both from the employer's perspective as well as the employee's perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. There are several steps to the process. I think the first step, which you and your team have done a great job of, Lori, is making individuals, HR leaders, executives of the member MBA companies aware of this program. So the first step is making them aware. The second step is we go in and we will meet with whomever, whether that's the head of HR or the CFO or even the president of the company if it's a smaller company, and we will go through the program with them. And basically the first step of the program is to come into the employer, whether it's at their location or whether we do it virtually through Zoom or Teams or some medium like that. We will provide education to all employees who are approaching 65 or over 65. And sometimes even employees younger than that will attend the education sessions because they might have a relative who's turning 65 or so forth. But the first step is to provide an education seminar. And we can do that as many times as necessary. We have companies in the MBA that have different shifts. So we might have to do something in the evening and something in the morning. Also, if it's a larger company, we might do it twice a year. But the first thing we do is provide education. That process takes 45 minutes to an hour. So the one thing that the employer has to do is allow the employees time to get this education. Sometimes we do a lunch and learn, or we do it in the morning before the shift starts, or whatever is appropriate for the culture of that company. The second step then is we provide every person who attends that education with information. We also give that information to the HR leaders so they can pass that out to people who are turning 65. But in any event, we provide information, and then those people, it is up to them to contact us either through the MBA or contact MPC directly. Once they do that, we will meet with them at their home, at the company. We'll meet with them virtually, by phone, however they choose to meet. And we will review their personal situation, what health issues they have, what medications they take, what doctors they use. And keep in mind, all Medicare programs are individual. There's no two-party or family type programs or policies. So we'll go through all of that with them. And that's the second step. Then the third step is identifying a plan that makes sense for them, if it's right for them to come off the employer coverage. If it is, we will identify the right plan based on all of those factors that we evaluate. And then the last step is to enroll them in the coverage. After we do those things, we will provide feedback back to the employer as to who enrolled and, you know, when that enrollment will take place. That's really important feedback because the employer can use that information when they do their group health insurance renewal. You know, if three or four people over 65 come off of their plan, that will have a significant impact on the cost of their plan. So those are kind of the steps that we use to do the program. And by the way, one last point on that, for member companies of the MBA, the program is no cost to the employer or to the employee. And we're able to do that because if the employee works with us and we enroll them in a plan, we get a standard. It's a regulated commission. So it doesn't matter what the cost of the plan is. We get a commission from the carrier that's regulated by law. They must pay us. So we can offer these programs at no cost.
Thanks, Mike. Like I said earlier, it really does seem like a win-win. It's interesting to me because oftentimes it seems like with many people either that have just recently or are approaching 65, there's a fear of sorts to go on Medicare until they realize that for many of them, it's very feasible that they get into a plan or a program that very well might be better and less expensive to that employee than what they're getting through their employer at the time. And I find that that is where we definitely get the win-win. They're getting a plan for perhaps less than what they're paying for their premium or their deductible or whatever their copay coverage is with their employer. Do you want to comment on that or just some of the success stories that you've seen where that happens not only for the retiree or doesn't even have to be a retiree, somebody who's still working, but as well as for the company?
Well, Lori, first of all, you're absolutely right in what you said. A lot of people don't realize that the Medicare plans are very, very good, very rich in benefits. And part of the reason is you've paid into that all your life. So you've paid for a lot of this, but these plans are very rich and very good. And we have had success. We've gone into companies, and as you well know, Lori, companies are facing significant costs in providing health insurance benefits. Many companies have had to raise deductibles significantly, and they've had to increase what they charge employees out of their paycheck. So we will go in and sit down with a group of employees and do our education. And I see the light bulbs go on all the time where they say, you mean I could get that plan at that price and there's no deductible or very little deductible on that plan? And they get surprised. So, but we've had companies where we've had upwards of 30 or 40 people that were over 65 that have come off of the group plan. They've gotten better coverage at a lower cost, and the employer has saved thousands of dollars, probably $12,000 to $15,000 per employee who comes off the plan. And we will only do it if it's a win-win, if it's better for the employee and everyone involved. So yes, we've had tremendous success in helping people get better coverage at a lower cost.
Great. Well, is there a time frame that these discussions need to begin taking place?
Yeah, that's another really good question. You know, particularly if people are over 65 and planning on retiring, if they are planning on retiring and they are Medicare eligible, we ask them to back up at least 3 months from when they're going to retire, because it takes about 6 to 8 weeks to get your Medicare Part A and B, or if you already have Part A, just to get Part B. Once they get those two pieces from the federal government, those come from the Social Security Administration, then we can go in and find them a plan and get them signed up. So let me give you an example, Lori. If someone is looking to retire July 31st, we would ask them to start May 1st. And we can help them, by the way, apply for their Part A and B. We would help them do that. By the end of June, they would get their Medicare card. We would sit down and find a plan for them, and we would make that plan effective August 1st. They would retire July 31st, and they wouldn't miss a day of health insurance coverage. So we always ask people to back up 3 months. If someone already has Medicare coverage and they want to change that coverage, for Medicare Advantage plans, they can change between October 15th and December 7th, or between January 1st and March 31st. For supplement plans, you can change anytime during the year, but could be subject to some medical questions. So those are kind of the times. But for most employees who are retiring, we say back up 3 months from when you're going to retire.
Well, Mike, is there anything else that you want to add? Maybe are there any misperceptions or something you'd like to touch on briefly before we close things out here today that we haven't had an opportunity to get to yet?
The only other thing I wanted to mention, Lori, is that for the employers, for the member employers of the MBA, this is what we call turnkey. We use that term and we mean it. It is very little work for the employer or for the HR leader. HR leaders are overwhelmed right now. So we will come in and we will do all of the work. All we ask is for a time to do our education sessions and if you want to do them in person for a place. That's really it. The rest of it we will do. We have a lot of materials education materials that we will give to the employer to give to their employees. And we also give those out during our education sessions. So this is truly turnkey. It's little to no cost, both in money and time to the employer. So that's all I really wanted to add, Lori.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And we truly, truly appreciate everything today, Mike. Thank you for sharing your insight on such an important issue and benefit that really is critical for both the employer and their employees. It's been a pleasure having you on the program today, and we look forward to having you back again soon. I believe we'll make this an annual update that we do.
Thank you.
And I'd also like to thank all the listeners out there for joining us today for Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSC.